did not practice. T.J. Ward, Lorente McCray, Darian Stewart, Todd Davis, Demarius Thomas, limited. C.J. Anderson, Evan Mathis, Owen Daniels, Peyton Manning, Omar Bolden, David Bruton, Bubba Caldwell, Benny Fowler, and Danny was full, back to work, and cleared. So I think that's it. Okay. Really just a rest day. Just me giving him a rest day. He'll be back tomorrow.
Peyton, be active as a backup?
No, I said that yesterday. No, he will not. No.
TJ and Darian Stewart both can't go. How much of a bind does that put you in with your safeties?
Well, it's been tough, you know, because we've been in a little bit of a bind with Bush, you know, Bush coming back and then signing KO. But, you know, we'll see. I think Stu will practice tomorrow. You know, I'm probably getting a little ahead of myself, but I think he will practice tomorrow. And then we're seeing how far Omar comes along. So we're working our way back to health, you know. But that's just been where we kind of been beat up a little bit, you know, more than any place else.
Did you see Malik Jackson out there? Was he
Having a little one today? I don't know if it's been delivered yet or not. So we have a lot of Thursday babies. Our guys don't not have babies on Tuesdays. They have them on Thursdays. So.
How about CJ looking this first today?
That's good. He was good. We're actually back inside, you know, and our field's really hard. So hopefully we can get back outside tomorrow, but he practices. He's okay.
On track to play, you think?
Yeah, he's on track to play.
Can you do a little more today? You said
A little bit more, a few more periods. I got in the grouping type stuff, you know, got in the noise, so to speak, you know, as we talk. So, yeah, he did a little bit more. It looked good. It went good.
Is it hard for you to sort of divvy up the reps to still get Brock ready and
No, because Brock's taking all the, you know, he's taking all the offensive stuff. So Peyton's been taking the defensive stuff for us. So, and getting a lot of individual. We've done a lot of individual with him and stuff. So, you know, but his progression from one day to the next has been good.
Does Peyton do a good job pretending to be Ben Roethlisberger?
Yeah, he does a pretty good job. I'm just focused on watching him work really more than anything. That's the biggest thing. So watching his individual periods, watching him throw, watching him work and move around today, I just, you know, I like the progression. I like the way he's coming along.
Any other coach?
When an offense gets as hot as theirs, what's usually going on beyond personnel?
You talking about them as a group?
Yeah,
I think that. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for them, and I'm kind of going back to last year, they lost their back last year. I think this other back has played so well for them. You know, they continue to run the ball, so they're not one-dimensional at all. They're getting a lot out of him. And then when they spread the field, they're very balanced. You know, the ball's not – you know, it goes to 84 a lot, but it's going to a lot of places. So they're playing at a very high level and getting a lot of snaps, you know, throughout the course of the game. You watch their games, there's a ton of snaps involved. So, you know, I just think Todd's done a hell of a job with them. You know, they're a healthy football team. They've done a really good job. They got a lot of speed on their football team, and it shows in everything they do.
Especially at home. Do you seem like a different team at home?
They look just as powerful on the road to me. I mean, you know, what they went and did last week, you know, what they went and did in Cincinnati, to me, that's a hell of a win, tough place to play. So, I just think they're playing with a ton of confidence right now, and they're a very healthy football team. When you look across the board, they've got, you know, I'm saying that because I know what they went through last year when I was playing them a couple times, and they got a lot of guys back, and everybody's in place and humming right now, so they're playing very well.
Franchise record, 7th road win.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You know, I mentioned that to the players. I mean, that's exceptional. You know, I've been a part of some teams that know how to play on the road and had some good years, but to be able to do that would be tremendous for our football team this year, and it would be against the best, the way this team's playing right now. So we understand the challenge, and we have practiced really well. I like the way we worked the last 2 days, and we need to have another good day tomorrow.
The defense has managed to cut penalties in recent weeks, but keep the aggression. What's been key to that?
Yeah, I think our team has cut penalties, you know, so over the course of the last month, we've been pretty good as a football team cutting that back. But, yeah, continue to do a lot of good things. And, like you said, especially defensively. So that's important right now. And, you know, so some of the problems have moved to some other areas that we got to get better at. But that's part of football. So, but we've got that one a little bit cleaned up.
How do you decide with Brock, Coach, how to take chances deep? He's got the arm strength. Yeah. But is it to set it up, or do you go reverse, go deep, come back?
Really, it has a lot to do with how you're getting played. You know, I mean last week we played a team that sat there and three deep and two deep and really said, you know, you're going to have to be patient and dink and dunk and move the ball. And we did that in the first half. You know, that's why he was 22 of 29. So really all depends how you're getting played. You know, people play in man and come after you, you get a chance to get the ball down the field. So any given day it could be a little different.
Do you think DeMarcus could play this week?
He'll play, I think he played 18 snaps last week. We went for 20, maybe 16, 18, something like that. We're going to try to be around the 30 to 35. He has practiced very, very well, so his progression coming back has been good. I think Greek's done a great job with him.
Coach, what have you seen from Chris Harris? I mean, you got a very talented defensive backfield, but his versatility playing slot.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, you know. And I tell you, you know, it's funny you ask that question because I watch his practice today. And I'll tell you what, he and Akib, I don't think they have missed a rep of practice all year long. I mean, there's probably I can't think of two guys having a better year than those two guys, and it's because of how they work. I mean, they work at what they do. They study players. They know their challenge this week is really big, and you can just tell how they're preparing this week. So, being a nice matchup to watch.
Okay,
you have a good day.